everybody. What's up? This is Neogentrix, and this is, again, Food for Thought. Thoughts if it were you. Now, we've covered a lot of many topics, and I beg to say I'm sorry that I haven't been on in a while. But, I mean, you know, life gets in the way, and you're trying to move forward. You're trying to get everything done. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and ask you guys this question. Since this whole thing is about thinking and considering thoughts and stuff that, you know, people should consider. Last time we did talk about cancer and how, you know, detrimental it can be. Things that people have to go through, or whether or not you know if you even have it or not. The sad thing is there's a lot of people out there that have it and, you know, they either don't know, don't realize that they have it, or they have it and they just don't care. Okay? Nowadays, it's a lot easier to tell whether a person has it or not and even determine what type of cancer it is. And that's great. Perfect. Wonderful. The only downside is not a lot of people want to do it. And, you know, I kind of want to say I feel sorry for them, honestly. The reason is, if you don't care enough about yourself to take care of it, at least for the sake of the people around you, then you shouldn't be allowed to be around other people. Now, this is just a personal opinion, okay? Now, I have gotten complaints about some of the stuff I've said before, but hey, you know what? It is what it is. I am very blunt. I am very straightforward. So, when I say this, I'm not meaning to hurt you or anyone else's feelings with some of the stuff that I talk about. My whole point in doing this is to get out there what people should know, but they don't. Okay? The reason I brought up the cancer thing is just that I'm meeting a lot of people who have it. Okay? Different kinds, different forms, different strains. You know, and the fact of the matter is, unlike regular people who I see every single day. Okay? Same people I see. I mean, I don't see the same people every single day, but I see these people, and, you know, they go through their daily routine, they go to work, they get up in the morning, they work all day, they go back home, they cook, if they have kids, they take care of their kids, they go to sleep, they wake up the next day, and they do the same thing over again. It's sometimes in different variants, or in even different orders, depending on when they have to go to work, or when they have to deal with their kids, if they have any kids. And, you know, I watch them, I see what people do day by day, different people. I don't know who they are. I've never stopped them once to say hello. And while that may seem a little creepy, you know, the whole point is I'm at least watching my surroundings. I see what's going on. And this is something a lot of people don't do. They are so consumed in themselves that they don't pay attention to the people around them. Well, point being, I watch the ones who have no quote-unquote issues with it. Let's just say cancer is the subject here. They have no medical issues regarding that. Yet they go through their days complaining. They complain about this. They complain about that. They whine about everything that is wrong that could be better. So, my question is this. If your life is so bad, okay? If your life is so terrible, if everything is so heinous that you wish you were dead, why is it that the person sitting over there with cancer has a bigger smile on their face than you do right now? Answer me that. Because unlike him sitting over there, you're not sitting in front of death's door. You know? And a lot of times, sometimes the response I get back is, well, they're probably getting chemo and they're learning that they may or may not survive it. I said, even if they learn that they may or may not survive, it's not stopping them from living every single day and trying to make the best of their situation. They know their situation is grim. And at this point, I'm pretty sure they understand, considering most of them have already lived through high school and some are still going through high school. They're pretty young. They already know the suffering that you're going through right now. And yet, despite all of that, they're still smiling. They're still hoping and praying for tomorrow. The sad thing is, they want to survive. They want to live. They'd do anything to be in your position. Yet here you are, complaining about it every single day. I know Americans are known for being ungrateful, but this is ridiculous. You know? And while, you know, different strains, different Americans, types from different areas, some from, who have family from, what is it, Spain, Panama, South America, Europe, Asia, any of the areas, or even Canada. And I've got some really good friends in Canada. I've never met them. You know, but they seem more content and in their situation, and most of them aren't even in a great situation, than some of my friends I see every single day. Yet they make the best of it. I want you to think about that. Back. People of record. People of chance. People of time. Who never get to live as long as most ants. It's one of those things that someone had told me, and I honestly had no idea what the heck they're talking about. But when you think about people's lives in respect to that of ants, well, in retrospect, in some cases, ants don't really live all that long, and even in the ones that do, eventually, after a while, do get expelled from the colony because they're too weak and too old to keep going on, and they're basically either, well, eaten by the colony or by some other predator. Most ants don't live longer than a certain period anyway because predators eat them. Well, if we look at humans the same way, especially the ones that have medical issues, it kind of fits in the same category, doesn't it? I mean, all things considered, and I mean all things considered, all people considered, everybody's independent of each other and, you know, self-sufficient and whatnot. They have something about them that makes them special. Something that makes them unique. And instead of worrying what other people think about them, they should be focusing on themselves so they can see what makes them special, what makes them tick, what makes them who they are. Now, granted, there are some people out there who don't know what this is and have a hard time figuring it out because, you know, there's always a niche for everybody. Everyone's got something specific that they can do that most other people can't. Some people can have the same niche. It's not impossible. It's not improbable. I mean, think about all the people who go bowling. Let's use that as an example. There are a lot of people who go bowling, a lot of people who aren't good at bowling, a lot of people who don't know how to bowl. But teach a person who doesn't know how to bowl, they would know how to bowl. How you know if someone has a niche for it or not, though, is whether or not they're able to pick it up very quickly or it takes them longer than normal. Now, there is a difference in this, though. And I want you to think about it. Just because a person learns it faster than another person doesn't make them better than the other person. It just means that they have a knack for it. However, the person that took longer to learn may actually be better at it than the person who has the natural talent. Why is this? Is it because it turns out that the person who took longer to learn it just had a, was better suited to it, or they received more training? No. It's just that in the time it took them to get to where they're at, they had the time to master it. The basics. All of it and get it. Whereas the person who had the natural talent for it started moving up the ranks rather quickly as he started to be able to do every single thing. Well, then what's the difference? The difference is that one took the time to completely master it as they tried to move forward slowly, and the other one kind of just jumped. Natural talent only gets you so far, and, you know,
a lot of people are under the misconception and the assumption that just because you have the natural talent for something means that you don't have to work as hard as everyone else. It's a lie. That's a dead set lie. You know, I have a natural talent for a lot of things that I do, and that doesn't stop me from going and back to the basics and learning it from the ground up, or, you know, looking at the book or doing the stuff over and over again. Never hurts to relook at it, especially if it's a skill I may or may never use again, but I want to keep the information fresh in my mind. Just something to think about. Alright, everybody. So, I only have one more thing left to cover for today. You know, because there's so many different great things out there and things that we have to keep in mind of, you know, as far as dealing with people. And, you know, keeping everything straight and helping one another is the key to the future. At least, that's what I'd like to think. However, there are still those people who don't think this. And, you know, they live in the past. Basically, they're afraid of the future and what it could hold. Now, granted, I will say the Bible does take part responsibility for this. But the thing is, the fact that people fear something that they don't know anything about is sad. If, and I'm throwing this out there for the Bible believers, honestly. This is just something that I feel like they should know. And then, everyone else, for anyone else who is listening, if God said to study to show thyself approved, okay, you do realize that that doesn't just mean the Bible, right? Because if you study to show yourself approved, which does also apply to schoolwork as well, because you can't very well study the Bible and get access to most of the stuff you need if you don't know how to do the basic necessities which you learn in school, first off. Second, you can't be afraid of something in the Bible that is supposed to happen if you don't know what it is. There's that. New technology is coming out day after day after day after day after day. Okay? After day. You don't know what's coming out tomorrow. You just know what's out now and what they've announced 10 seconds ago. But in the time frame that they've just explained, oh, great, check it out. We now have 5G coming to our local area. In the same time that they just told you that, we just finished setting up a 8 and 9G networks, which are currently being used by the military and the Air Force and all of them. Basically, it's not, the only reason you don't know it's there is because they're working on a different bandwidth. And they only work with those devices that are set up for it. But since most of it's not practical for use right now for, you know, basic consumers, and on top of that, most of the stuff isn't cheap, it's not accessible by us. Plus, technology hasn't seemed to evolve enough yet to allow us to do that. Or rather, it has. It's evolved so much as to the point that we should be further along than we are. But the problem is fear. Mankind is afraid of the future. They're afraid to move forward. Well, you may say, oh, well, I'm not afraid of anything. That's great. Wonderful. Kudos to you. Unfortunately, that doesn't apply to everyone else. Some people, they look forward to the future. It inspires them to do their best. But at the same time, they're afraid to take that next step forward. No matter how big, no matter how small. And You can't just simply push them. I mean, if your mom has ever, or your dad has ever asked you, if your friend jumped off of a cliff, would you jump too? In regards to how well you trust your friend, you would do anything that they asked you, and you told them no, you're in the same pretty much position as everyone else. When you tell me, yeah, I'm brave, but I ain't jumping off of a cliff into a lake. In a way, it's contradicting. But at the same time, it's not stupid either. It's actually pretty smart. In the same regard that the Bible talks about the mark of the beast, whether it may be a chip or some type of barcode or an implant, if you're not following the technological advances moving forward, how are you going to know what it even looks like? How would you know if they even started implementing it early? There could be an organization out there trying to make it so that it happens, it exists, and it's already out, and you don't know that. So when the final tribulation call comes, and God's people are taken, according to the Bible, you don't even know what the chip looks like, what it is, or if you've even accepted it already. There's a lot of people who are ignorant and don't have a clue. And then there's the ones that are so overly happy about technological advances, they want to be part of everything and have everything. They don't pay attention to what they're even doing or what they're becoming part of. Sad truth of reality is, we have two sides of the same coin. Those who are afraid of moving forward, and those who adventure forward without looking. If you want an analogy for this, try driving blindfolded with only your ears open. Unless you've trained yourself like Daredevil, there is no way you should be able to do this. At all. And even if you have supersonic hearing, you're not going to be able to hear or see everything, because some of the most tragic stuff in life happens in the silentest of moments where nobody even knows anything even happened. Some in the dead of night. It can be completely silent, but somewhere, somehow, someone just died, and no one knows. Because they didn't hear it. Not because, oh, they muffled them in the pillow or whatnot. No, because it happened in a way and in a distance or in a location away from you where you couldn't tell. Doesn't mean it didn't happen just because you didn't see it. It still happened. But you'd never know. So, I mean, I can give different analogies all day long and try to explain it as best as I can. There's some things that can't be explained into words, you know? But again, these are just some thoughts, some stuff to run by, you know, your mind and see what you think about what's going on, what's happening. I am back. I'm happy to be back. My birthday's around the corner, just as it was last year, you know, and I'm gonna be doing different ones like these for the next couple of days. See how you people respond, and most of my audience, to most of these common day thoughts on what's going on. Looking forward to your feedback, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And this is Thoughts If It Were You, food for thought. This is your host, Neo Gentrix, and enjoy the rest of your day.